Hey, welcome to Screen Geeks. This is Dave.
And this is Barry.
Sorry about the long delay in an episode. What's it been, like 3 months since we did one?
Yeah, we're still here, folks. We promise.
Yeah, Barry and I have been doing the firstshowing.net podcast, and that's taken up a lot of our time between going to screenings and doing events and doing the show over there. So we're starting back up again. Let's go ahead and kick into some news. Probably the only two big bits for this week. The first one is, unless you're a brown coat who's been hiding under a rock for like the past 2 weeks, you've heard the comments that Joss Whedon was quoted as saying he would never do a Serenity sequel because that series is dead, whatever. And then over at WhedonEsque.com, his website, he went ahead and gave out the following quote as part of his post. "I will absolutely, positively never, ever do any kind of Serenity sequel or spinoff series unless the studio asks me. Politely. Or meanly. That's cool, too." So, typical Joss Whedon thing. Essentially, it's on the back burner. If someone wants to, you know, throw a bag of money at him and have him do it, he'll do it. And, you know, you always hope that'll happen, but I kind of doubt it.
I certainly hope so. Serenity showed a lot of promise, I think. This is kind of like the geek boy me who always wanted W.D. Richter to do that sequel to Buckaroo Banzai that he promised for years and years and he never did. But now that there's so much resurging interest in Buckaroo Banzai, there's always these little tinge of rumors that pop up here and there. And same thing with Ridley Scott and Sigourney Weaver. They're always saying like, yeah, maybe Alien 5, you know, maybe down the road. So I certainly hope that Firefly and Serenity keep that fan base going and that, you know, there's still that chance.
I remember a few years ago when Tron 2.0 came out on the PC game.
Yes.
You know, everyone's like, they're making a movie, and then it turned out to be a video game. And then the rumor was, depending on how the video game does, they might do the movie. And, you know, the storyline of the video game could have made a movie by itself. It was very good. But, you know, it's one of those things, I wouldn't be surprised just to see the Firefly universe continue in comics, or maybe even an animated series or something like that, but more likely comics. Speaking of comics, over at filmforce.ign.com, they were talking to Christopher Nolan, who's doing The Dark Knight, the sequel to Batman Begins, and they'd asked him about the Joker, and he just flat out said, "I don't want to give away too much, but as far as the look goes, you can expect him to look like he did in the first appearance or two of the Batman series, where he was a lot more sinister, and he actually used the term grim jester, so it's going to be definitely a darker character, which kind of makes a little more sense for Heath Ledger now."
Certainly. This is going to be jarring for some Joker fans who are so accustomed to Cesar Romero, Jack Nicholson's take on the character, or even Batman the Animated Series.
With Mark Hamill, yeah. Although that was a very good take, too.
That was very good. That was very good. Yes, this is going to be different. And, but, you know, Heath Ledger as the Joker was such a startling but intriguing news to begin with.
Exactly. That's all we got this week. We're kind of putting this one together on the fly. We'll be more in depth in the future, I promise. Let's go ahead and move on to the DVD releases this week. We had the big ones are probably, let me see, there's The Breakup, which I know is one of your favorite movies of the year.
Yes, with all sarcasm in place, yes.
Yeah, it was a 1 out of 10 you gave?
1 out of 10, yeah.
All right,
horrible
Ron,
film.
Yeah, Ron is going to be having a review up. Probably by the time you see this, it'll be up on Screen Geeks. And he didn't differ from you a whole lot in his opinion. We also had Over the Hedge, which Alex is doing a review of. I know he enjoyed, and he said the special features were pretty good, too. So, and finally, we had Art School Confidential. Now, I haven't seen this. Did you get a chance to see that?
Yeah, great film. I think one of the few movies I've seen, it was back in April, and it's really stayed with me. This is the new film by Terry Zwigoff, who did, of course, Crumb and Ghost World and Bad Santa. And it has John Malkovich, but really, it's the young unknown actors who really make this movie. It's a satire of a student trying to make it big in the art world, going to art school. Great film. Absolutely great film. It's not a perfect movie, but it stayed with me more than almost any film I've seen this year.
Outstanding. Cool. Well, let's go ahead and talk about what's going on with Screen Geeks. As I said at the beginning, Barry and I have been very busy working with the firstshowing.net podcast, but we both very much love Screen Geeks. And we've had Ron and Maurice and Boots and everybody like, when are we doing another episode? When are we doing another episode? So, this is that another episode. We are doing things a little bit different because of our limited schedules, I guess I should say. Barry and I are pretty much taking a giant step back, and the show's going to be taken over by Ron and Alex and Boots to begin with, and other people will join in as they can in episodes. We think they're going to do great. I think it's going to be a great time, and we're also working on getting us some really cool exclusives too.
Yes, we're going to keep this show underground, and please hang in there. Thank you so much for our loyal fans for sticking with us. We promise we're going to keep it going. There was a bit of a delay, as Dave so perfectly put. So please hang in with us. We got some cool interviews coming up. We've got an interview with Gunnar Hansen, the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Leatherface from the original 1970s classic film. We're going to do an interview with him. And it hasn't been 100% confirmed, but it looks like about 90% sure. We're going to interview John Beck, who plays the Creeper in Jeepers Creepers 1 and 2. We're going to do this kind of like a Halloween series, talking about horror films and such. So stick with us. Those are coming up. We're definitely going to give this our total attention. We love doing Screen Geeks, and we certainly hope to keep it up as much as we possibly can with our limited schedule.
Exactly. And another thing we've got lined up, too, I've spoken with the good folks over at Listen Up Audio. As the new model of Blu-ray and HD DVD players come out, we're going to get to go do another side-by-side shootout. Now that there's movies on both formats, it should be very interesting, so we're excited for that. We're just waiting for some timing to get that set up. Also, with the John Beck interview, we're going to be going to a place out here called Joyrides, they do an absolutely fabulous corn maze, from what Barry's told me.
Yeah, they put on a fantastic production every single Halloween here in Colorado Springs. Absolutely terrific, with the corn maze, the haunted house. They always have a horror movie actor every year out there to promote it. In the past years, they've had Kane Hodder plays Jason in the Friday the 13th films. They've had Courtney Gaines from Children of the Corn.
And the Burbs, that's right.
And then they had Eugene Clark last year, who played Big Daddy in George Romero's Land of the Dead. So they always have a really good show. And they had Don Shanks, who played Michael Myers in Halloween 5. They always have really, really great guests and really, really cool people. So we definitely want to do a story on them very soon about the good work they put over there and see the exciting stuff they're doing this year.
Exactly. So without any further ado, we're going to go ahead and join the recording that's going on with Ron, Boots, and Alex. We hope you enjoyed, and we will catch you next week with our Quick Hits.
Catch you next week.
And we're back. Next topic we're going to dip into is what's coming out in the next week. First, we'll start off with the DVDs, and our first movie is An American Haunting, a Lion Gates film directed by Courtney Solomon, and it's starring Donald Sutherland and Sissy Spacek, and I believe Boots has something to say.
Actually, I'm looking forward to this one coming out. When I went to a Starfest, they kept showing the preview for this, and it looked interesting. The special effects, the storyline was interesting according to the preview, so I hope the preview or the movie is as good as the preview was.
So did Donald Sutherland seem like he was...
He seems like he's aged a lot. So I'll leave it at that.
Okay. All right. And the next movie is Monster House, from Sony Pictures. Director Gil Keenan, starring Steve Buscemi and Maggie Gyllenhaal. Next movie is Nacho Libre, Paramount film, directed by Jared Hess, starring Jack Black. Do you have any, it seemed like when I seen the... When I've seen the trailers, it seemed like a really interesting movie, you know, a typical crazy Jack Black in Jack Black form. What do you think, Boots?
This is Boots. I went and saw this movie, but this just makes me not want to watch any more Jack Black films. It's just Black is just a little too over animated, a little too much like Jim Carrey, but in the negative way. I'm not a big Jack Black fan. I watched, what is it?
School of Rock?
No, I haven't seen that one. But the Vaporize, I just didn't like that movie. Envy, that's what it was called. I didn't like Envy. I didn't like this Nacho Libre. He's just a little too animated, too overacting for me. Just too much.
Did he work for you in King Kong?
I didn't really like him in King Kong either. Just
not a big Jack Black fan.
I am not a big Jack Black fan.
Interesting.
All right. Do you have anything, Alex?
Not on Nacho.
Not on Nacho. No Nacho. No Nacho,
nachos,
senor.
Please.
Just tacos y burritos. Por favor.
You remind me of that South Park episode where they had Lopez. Cartman's hand as Jennifer Lopez.
My name is Jennifer Lopez. I like tacos and burritos. And I like taco flavored pieces.
Yeah, my wife loves that one. And the next movie we're going into is called Slither, Universal film, directed by James Gunn, starring Nathan Fillion and Elizabeth Banks. Sorry, I when I saw that, I just needed to put the
on. Filet mignon.
Filet mignon with the Nathan Fillion. We got anything on that one, fellas?
You first, Boots.
It looked like an interesting B-movie to me. I saw the preview for it enough to make me go, interesting. But that was about it. I didn't want to go out of my way to rent the DVD or pay my $8 to go see the movie. So I'll probably watch it if somebody else rents it and invites me over to watch it with them.
Oh, the old invite me over trick. I got you, Boots.
I believe I'll be the renter, I guess, because I definitely want to see it. Nathan Fillion definitely has an interesting flavor of comedy, as I've seen from Firefly and Serenity. And this as a comedy horror, so I would be interested to see where it can go. For those of you that don't know, I guess there are giant worms going around and they're attacking people, from what I remember in the trailer, but the trailer was so long ago. I hope that's what it's about.
I think it is, and they control the people once they get a hold of them.
What is it with you and worms today, Alex?
Sorry. I'll clean it up.
No, really, really. You have to get that checked out. All right. That brings us into the game segment. The first game we're going to talk about is Dark Messiah of Might and Magic on the PC. And I believe, Alex, we just went upstairs and Alex gave us a little demo of the demo. And I'm not much of a PC gamer unless it's just shooting the living mess out of somebody. I thought the graphics were really good. I hate when some games are really choppy and you're going from, you know, if you're walking on a ledge like you were walking around this mountainside, you know, on some of the games, it's so choppy. You're sitting there walking down the trail and next thing you know, you're out in the middle of the cliff like a Wile E. Coyote when he runs off the cliff and realizes.
Hold up the yipes.
Yipes. Yipes. But I really like the color scheme of the whole thing. I'm not much of a storyline guy, but I would have played it. How about you, Boots?
I enjoyed the demo that I watched. I'm a big mage person, but very rarely does just games catch my eye on the PC just because it's not necessarily complex. It's just I'm more of a console person. I guess I should open my mind up to more PC games and probably invest in a pretty good computer that can host a lot of these games. Just I'd play it over at a friend's house, but I'd probably just watch this game instead of just play it myself. Although I like fantasy games like that, Dungeons and Dragons, Might and Magic, I'm just amazed of some of the things that they can think of just to keep you interested in such a fantasy-type game.
Really, with Dark Messiah, you've got your Dungeons and Dragons element. You basically have skill point sets for a warrior, mage, and a rogue, but you can mix and match from what I saw. I tried going pure on all of them. The mage, well, with the skills they give you in the demo, didn't seem to be working out that well. Hopefully they'll improve that, but as soon as I got close range, I got clobbered. The rogue was very interesting. Unlike World of Warcraft, this is what a rogue should look like. You go up behind someone. I didn't show you guys this because the guy spotted me before I could get him, but you go up behind him. You backstab them, and it's literally a backstab. It goes down into their back, and he pulls over to the right, and then he kicked him off the cliff.
That was the funny part. You just
kicking things.
Reverse Rochambeau right down the cliff.
Yeah, and the demo, he's like, "Now, you see that enemy up ahead? He doesn't see you yet. Why don't you try kicking him off the cliff?"
I think I will.
And, yeah, if they try to get back up, you just stab them. The battle system, compared to Oblivion, since that's the closest thing I have, it's different. I think I might like it a bit better than Oblivion. Definitely like the intelligent AI compared to Oblivion. When you do something to these AI, they learn from it. If you do something to their friends, they don't do the same thing. They'll try to go around so you can't do the same thing. For example, I kicked someone's friend into a wall of spikes. Well, he said, I'm not going to be in front of that wall of spikes and let you kick me. So he moved. And then you can really creatively get rid of your opponents. You can use your environment. You can kick a pillar out and it will collapse on them. You can cut a rope and it will release a battering ram in some cases and clobber them.
In other cases, swinging coffins. That was quite creative.
Yeah, I didn't see a need for that in the tomb, but I didn't design it either.
Just don't walk in, never walk in front of a swinging casket. Might get a little headache.
Yes, indeed.
Well, did you enjoy playing that demo?
I think I enjoyed what I played. Heck, I might go buy it someday if I have free time and free money.
Oh, you heard it here. Go check out Dark Messiah of Might and Magic on the PC. The next game is Marvel Ultimate Alliance, and that's for the Xbox 360, PS2, PC, regular Xbox, and the GBA.
And just about any other system. It's coming out on the PS3 also eventually.
I think I see a commercial for the Wii as well. So
yes, the infamous Wii.
Wii!
Had to do that, Dave. Sorry.
Sorry to interrupt, Booty.
That's all good. This one looks pretty interesting. I kind of want to see how the gameplay is going to be on this compared to any other of the superhero games that I've played.
From what I understand, it's going to be much like X-Men Legends in its combat style.
Oh, wow.
And just a comparison between the Xbox 360 graphics and what are going to be the PS3 graphics, I guess. They were preliminary. They look the same, so I don't see a need to spend that extra $600, guys, if you want this for the PS3. Just buy an Xbox. It's cheaper.
All right. Well, our next game is called Splinter Cell Double Agent. It's for the PC, PS2, Xbox, and GC. GameCube.
This is Boots. I'm kind of looking forward to this one. What really turned me on to the Splinter Cell series is the Chaos Theory, one of the best co-op games that I've played in such a long time. I really enjoyed having to use the partner that I'm with to progress in the game. You have to use your the person you're playing with in order to get to the next level. So I'm looking forward to this Double Agent to see if they are implementing that co-op version as well. I think I'll probably rent it first, but I definitely bought Chaos Theory.
Mm-hmm.
Very fun game.
Hmm.
Are you sure you bought it?
Oh, yeah.
Now, is this something where you said there was a co-op? Is that for a second player, or is this somewhere where you can get one guy in the middle of a mission, and then you can flip back, kind of like in Rainbow Six?
I don't think I've ever played any of the Rainbow Sixes.
That's kind of like where you have a team that's taken over a building. You have like a team of five, and you'll run one guy up to the...
I remember that. Wasn't that the earlier Rainbow Sixes?
Yeah, and that's the only one I've played. I'm very, yeah, bad.
No, this is more of a stealthy one where you're hiding in shadows for hours while the guy walks by and just using the night vision, being very stealthy.
Oh, so you don't have a team with you. It's just a...
It's more Metal Gear Solid-y, right?
I've never played any of the Metal Gear Solid, sorry.
Well, oh, wow. There's sneaking and neck-snapping and...
It's that. You have a lot of that in there. It's fun. Okay. I enjoyed it.
Cool. Check that out. Splinter Cell Double Agent. Next one, we have Guild Wars Nightfall for the PC. And Alex, take it away.
I'm the closest they have to someone knowing something about this game. From
we are using you for your PC knowledge.
I guess so. From what I understand, it's just an expansion to Guild Wars. I was a World of Warcraft player myself, and Guild Wars, from what I heard from comparison, it doesn't offer that much as far as progression unless you have these expansions, whereas World of Warcraft would release patches and have new content. But from what I heard, Guild Wars has only 20 levels for you to level up. It's an RPG. And I don't think anyone here has any interest in it. I'm sorry.
We're just saying the news. That's it.
We're just doing the news. Don't blame us.
I just work here. All right. Next movie. The next game is Medal of Honor Heroes for the PSP. Anybody have anything on that?
Well, me and Boots have PSPs, but I don't really plan on buying this. I'm not too keen on shooters on the PSP. Boots has Battlefront 2, right?
I love the Battlefront 2. Just anything Star Wars catches my eye. I'm a big Star Wars fan. But I'm losing interest in my PSP, so hopefully, if somebody from Sony listens to this, please bring out more games, more fun, just catch my interest again. I'm tired of games that suck for the PSP.
Read a Nintendo Power once in a while. I'm sorry, but it had to be said. They really need to get their act together on the PSP or they're going to lose it. They're already stopping production on UMD movies. It's just getting ridiculous. Hopefully something can save it from the gutter.
And that concludes Alex's burn segment. All right.
No, there's more.
To be continued.
Yes.
Next game for the Xbox 360, it's Phantasy Star Universe. And I believe Boots got something.
I'm interested to see how they're going to improve the graphics on this one, because what I've played in the past for Phantasy Star, on the Genesis and the GameCube, the graphics were a lot choppy. And I hope they improve the way the role-playing was of where just – I hope they improve it tremendously from what I played. Don't get me wrong. I enjoyed the GameCube version of Phantasy Star. I hope they improve from what they did, because the graphics was choppy. The way the co-op version was not done very well. So I'm looking forward to actually seeing it at a friend's house, Dave's, see what it's like to just to see how much they've improved. If they've improved it from the GameCube to the 360, I want to see what they've upgraded and how they went about it.
Okay, cool. I need to. My New Year's resolution for 2007 is to geekify myself more, because I cannot. I can't play fantasy games. I can't. I know Boots is an intro man. I can't. If I got to sit there for 20 minutes and watch the beginning of a video game, I got to put it up. I got to be able to start the console, get through the PS2 intro, the Game Maker intro, and then just press start and let's go.
I had a friend that was the same way. He was all about the first person shooters and the racing games, just the games where you get right to the point. He didn't like story whatsoever. He would try to skip through his cutscenes no matter how pretty they were. And I don't know what to tell you. What could get you more hooked on fantasy games? I think it's either a you are or you aren't type thing. Maybe. I don't know what I could suggest.
Well, if there's any suggestions out there, just please let me know.
Ron at screengeeks.com.
Just lay this down and title it Geekify.
Geekify.
Geekify. All right. And that sums up all of our games.
Except for Dungeon Siege?
Except for our last one. Thank you, Alex. It's called Dungeon. I apologize. Our last game is Dungeon Siege, Throne of Agony for the PSP. Alex.
I didn't... Sorry, I'm still getting over that. I didn't really get into Dungeon Siege on the PSP. It just wasn't my game. I mean, I don't know if I just said PC or PSP, but I meant the PC. So I don't really see me getting it for a PSP. There are better games out there as far as role-playing is concerned. And, I mean, Uwe Boll is picking up the Dungeon Siege movie. That's got to say something for the series.
Ooh.
Weeble.
Sweet. All right, and that concludes our show for today. If you want to visit our website, it's screengeeks.com. And check it out, because it's, I think Dave switched up a few. There's a new look for it.
Yes, there is. And you'll be seeing more posts from us personally on the front page, I believe, as well as reviews.
From DVD reviews, game reviews, TV shows. We're not limiting it to movies. We're going TVs. And
if it's on a screen, we'll cover it.
If it's on a screen, we'll try to cover it. And let us know if there's any topics you'd like us to cover. And also, tell us what you think of the show and the new look of the site. If you would like to email us on the podcast, just email us at podcast@screengeeks.com. For Screen Geeks, this is Ron,
Alex,
and Boots.
See ya.